Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly the way to get in touch with me on any particular day, Monday through Friday, from noon to 3. You can always leave a message. You can Facebook me. You can send me an email. So there are lots of ways of getting in touch, because the whole idea is to kind of be available to you, accessible, so that if there's something going on in your life and you could use a little help, dun, dun, dun. Here I am. So there you go. All right. So yesterday, I shared with you a news item that was talking about Kansas. Does Kansas in the news very much? Wanting to ban welfare recipients from seeing movies, going swimming, and all sorts of other things. Now, some of the things seem somewhat sensible. Some seem punitive. You can't go to a swimming pool, you can't see a movie. You can't go gambling, which I'm not sure that, I mean, I don't know if that includes buying a lottery ticket. I don't know how you're going to ban people from doing that. I suppose they can't use food stamps, but, I mean, I don't think you can use food stamps to buy a lottery ticket now anyway. And I can't imagine casinos taking food stamps, but maybe they do. And you also can't get a tattoo. So, I mean, some of these things seem to me that, you know, sort of vaguely sensible. I mean, the gambling thing probably makes some sense. But I don't know how far, you know, and I'm not even sure that makes sense. It turns out the Missouri Republicans are trying to ban food stamp recipients from buying steak and seafood. Right? So the idea is that I just thought, all right, well, this seems to me something that affects all of us. You know, with any luck at all, most of us will probably in our lifetime not need welfare, right? We'll hopefully be healthy and we'll have jobs and we won't run into rough spots where we really need some help. On the other hand, all of us who've been paying into Social Security since our first job at, you know, 14 or 15 have been anticipating that at some point either we or someone we know or even people we don't know are going to need that assistance, and that's what we pay in for. Right, that we're a country that, in theory, wants to take care of each other, and understanding that sometimes you have good luck and sometimes you have not such good luck, and that there needs to be a system in place to take care of everybody, including ourselves and those we love and those people that we don't know and people that we don't even like, to take care of them when they fall on hard times. And my experience has been, because as you can imagine, in my line of work, run into all sorts of people under all sorts of circumstances, including doing a lot of volunteer work. And what strikes you is some of the predictable of that there are people who seem to, you know, if it weren't for bad, they wouldn't have any luck at all. There are some people who seem to not be able to rally themselves. And there are some people who genuinely just seem to fall onto a brief period of time, many of them being women, interestingly enough, although they're Vietnam vets and vets in general seem to have a more difficult time than the population as a whole for reasons that may be obvious or maybe not so obvious. But what I've been struck by when I do radiothons or work with the Salvation Army is how many people that you wouldn't expect to need a meal, to need some housing, to need some help with food, to need some help with feeding their kids. There are people that you wouldn't expect. Sometimes they're educated. Sometimes they came out of a bad marriage. So there, the notion, and of course, I'm not to say that there aren't cheats as well. And I suppose my largest immersion in a world where people were asking for help was following September 11th. And I helped dealing with the triage where they had everybody up at, I think it was Pier, I think it's 93. I never remember exactly which 90 it is, 91 or 93. And so you could go in one place as opposed to having the traipse all over the city, and the city was really immobilized at that moment. But you could go to one place and get housing, food stamps, medical care, job assistance, temporary cash, religious or spiritual comforting. I'm trying to think what else you could get. Basically, you could go to one place. But as you can imagine, there were thousands of people there. And so triage, the idea of sorting out and who came when and sort of trying to keep it up some kind of orderly system was challenging. And I got sort of dropped kind of in the middle of it with no particular preparation for it, except that I'm kind of orderly. And so it was chaos. And people were saying, well, we're not taking, you know, we can't take any more names today. We're already full up. And people were panicking and nearly rioting. And I said, you can't, especially people who are having a hard time, you can't not take their names. That's disenfranchising them. And she said, fine, you do it. Wham. And so I did. And I just would say, look, here's where you are in the line. The person, this is the person right in front of you. This is the person, two people in front of you. So when this person goes up, you can be prepared. You're going to be next. And if that person hasn't gone up, you can certainly check back with me, but it's possible that we're not going to get to you till tomorrow, but you're on the list. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sign up again. And that sort of calmed people down for obvious reasons, as they felt that they weren't going to be overlooked. But there were also, the guy that stands out the most, now remember, this was a chaotic situation. There were a lot of, I mean, we all hear about the stockbrokers, you know, on the 102nd floor, that were wiped out, and understandably so. But these were people who, by and large, had families who were educated and had resource. There were an awful lot of hotel workers. There were a lot of secretaries. There were a lot of low income, minimum wage people there who were lost and whose families were bereft, and people who lost their homes. So there was a huge spectrum of people needing help. The guy that stuck out the most, first of all, the first thing that occurred to me is I could tell you at that moment the people who were going to be resilient, and this was certainly going to be a terrible time in their lives, but they were going to go on and lead productive lives, and people who were never going to get over this, ever. They were going to be dining out on it for the rest of their lives. It would be the quintessential event of their lives, and they were never going to get beyond it. And you could tell at that moment. But the guy that stuck out the most was this guy, big strapping guy. I would say he's probably in his maybe late 40s, you know, 40-ish. I was going to say early 50s, but he probably wasn't that old. It was probably late, mid to late 40s. Strapping, attractive. Said he was a fireman. Well, first of all, I knew he wasn't a fireman because all the firemen that anybody knew from any city anywhere near was down at the pit, number one. Number two, he was very well rested. Number three, he was very clean. And basically, the guys who, all the first responders that I knew were filthy and exhausted. And they would go down to the pit, and they would be down there as long as they could, because they felt as long as they were doing something that there was still hope for their brethren. And it was filthy down there. The air was chewable. There was no place to wash. There were no toilet facilities. It was a really grungy, terrible, smoky, and everybody smelled bad. Everybody was, it was grubby. And this guy was pristine. He had just stepped out of the pages of, I don't know what the firefighter's equivalent of GQ is, but that's what he was. And I knew he was lying. What he was trying to hustle me for was a hotel room, because one of the things that FEMA was doing at this point was putting up people who'd lost their homes every place we could. And we certainly started with some of the shelters, but people were being put up at the Ritz and not the Ritz downtown, because that one was closed. But the ones in Midtown and the Carlisle and all the Waldorf, because what FEMA did, I was not part of FEMA, came in and took all the hotel rooms that they could possibly find. And just were paying them to, and we just put everybody in we could, because people literally were on the streets. And these were people who were, some of them were nice middle-class people, some of them were poor people, because this was downtown Manhattan, and downtown Manhattan doesn't tend to favor, especially in this area, incredibly poor people. But so everybody was disenfranchised, and this guy you knew was lying. And he would be defined under anybody's notebook as a welfare cheat, but he was one of probably 10 or 20,000 people. So I thought we'd talk about this a little bit today and see where you guys are on this. 855-888-8255. 99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we asked the question, should there be restrictions on what welfare recipients, on which they spend their money? Why or why not? And I would also add, what restrictions should there be if you think there should be restrictions? And we got a boatload of responses on this. Yeah. So this is something people clearly feel very strongly about. All right, let's get started on this.
We'll start with Michelle. Michelle says, I work for a living and can't even afford to do these things. Yet people who are not working that I am paying for to eat and sleep have the ability to do them? Seems like a bit of an imbalance here. No one ever said life was fair, but this goes above and beyond that. Maybe the time those welfare recipients are spending going to the pool and going to movies, they should be spending it on looking for a J-O-B and stop mooching off society.
Okay. I mean, so what are we suggesting that people who don't have jobs, as most people, I think that there are a lot of states now have job fair where you get that you can't, because the old welfare system really made it very difficult to hold a job, and I mean, especially a low paying job. You were better off. It's not that you made more money. It's just that the amount of money that they would, that if you were making any money, essentially, that you couldn't be on welfare. And as you point out, that there are low-paying jobs which really don't make ends meet. So most states have now adopted a slightly less draconian method that says that we'll supplement your income and we'll train you for jobs and we'll send you out on jobs. And you have to take the training and you have to go out on the job interviews. You can't just decide, well, you know, I'm not going to do this. I don't know that you have to take a job you don't want. I don't know how far that goes or how you would actually sort of monitor that. But I think most people on welfare don't want to be on welfare. It's not a princely sum by any stretch of the imagination. And saying, well, if you're on welfare and you don't have a job, you can't go to see a movie? I don't know. All right, let's keep going. I hear that to work hard, and I agree with you. I do too. To be quite honest, I'd much rather a welfare recipient go to the movie than the Pentagon spend $5,000 on a toilet. So,
Betsy, in response to Michelle's comment, says they haven't said those people are using their benefits for all those luxuries. I have a friend on SNAP whose parents bought her a vacation to Disney for her and her child. Under those rules, she wouldn't be allowed to accept that gift. Does that seem fair?
Well, it does occur that maybe if you've got a friend on SNAP whose family can give her a vacation at Disneyland, maybe they could help her out a little bit on a day-to-day basis, and maybe they do. I mean, again, you know what I'd really love to hear from, because I know some of these people, because I've worked with them, of somebody who's been on welfare for a time in her life, and it was, most people I know who are on welfare really don't want to talk about it very much because it's embarrassing to them, and they understand that people are not going to say, oh, you poor thing. They're going to say, oh, well, how come you're not working?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. Hopefully we haven't uncovered a wellspring of economic tyranny here, but let's see.
Kate says, I understand where they're coming from, but the government telling people to be fiscally responsible, I think what's good for the goose, ..
Well, but who says what fiscal responsibility is? For a long time, I don't think you've been able to use food stamps to buy cigarettes or alcohol, as far as I know. And there are certainly ways around that. People will sell their food stamps and get the money and do that. So I suppose if people want to do something stupid and sort of unhealthy, but, I mean, lots of people do that anyway. And we know that alcohol isn't very good for you, and we know that tobacco is terrible for you, and people still do it. So I'm not sure what she was saying there is that the government should or should not be involved.
Tony says there definitely has to be more oversight. Too many people are able-bodied. Too many people who are able-bodied don't even try to better their lives. Too many kids born out of wedlock as a career choice for some women.
Well, that's a whole other issue, isn't it? That whole issue about at one point, and I don't know, my statistics are a bit out of date. I haven't checked recently, but at one point, maybe 5 years ago, one out of every four live births, that's 25% of the population, was born to a woman under the age of 19, which is certainly a major insurance policy to be on welfare for the rest of your life, because there are children having children, and they, I mean, occasionally you'll hear a story about a woman really pulling herself out of that circumstance and getting a, finishing high school and getting a college degree and getting a great job. And but because they're news, that means by definition they're uncommon. And we must not forget, folks, that women don't get pregnant by themselves, that there is a dude on the end of the other end of that pregnancy. And quite often, because he isn't saddled with the child, even though that's changing with DNA, that the idea of saying it's not mine has become a less popular phrase, because they say, give me a swab, babe, let's see.
Anna says, I think they should all get a job and the government should stop trying to help them. It's only making them more lazy.
Man, I think some of you folks really need to talk to people or be in a situation. Go work at a shelter or something for a while and realize that a lot of those people are not lazy. They may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer. They may have had other issues that complicate their lives. But the notion of lazy just means someone's not doing what we want them to do. But understand that up until this last year, that unemployment has been very high in this country, and they weren't all people on welfare. They were people who had jobs and either were fired or were downsized. That the notion that everybody's on welfare is just sitting around popping bonbons and, you know, watching soap operas, I think is really a very outdated and was always an inaccurate notion. And I'm not saying that they're not cheats. I mean, I told you about my favorite cheat, who was despicable as far as I was concerned. And he would look you in the eye and give you this story. He'd been down at the pit and his, you know, and I said, fine, we'll send you to a shelter. I'm not going to no shelter. I mean, he was a cheat. But most of the people were not.
Tracy says, my husband works. I'm in school full time. I could care less what people on food stamps buy. I have no idea why they are in that situation. I don't judge.
Okay.
Tracy says, we need a social safety net for those who are less fortunate than others. Lots of people were not able to go to college or get marketable skills. People should not be punished for being on welfare. Can we tell large corporations who receive corporate welfare what to do with their money? No. No, we tried, and they just do what they want to do. This is a free country.
Well, there you go. I mean, and it's an interesting metaphor, isn't it? If you can't tell rich people what to do, why should you be able to tell poor people what to do? And I suppose the answer is, although I was going to say, is that we're paying for the poor people. We're paying for the rich people, too, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Troy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about, as a result of really two states, that Kansas is about to pass legislation that says you, if you're on welfare, you can't go to movies and you can't go swimming, or you can't go to swimming pools. And Missouri is about to pass one saying you can't buy steak or seafood with food stamps. Let the meat, ground beef, I guess. All right, so we asked people, did we think there should be restrictions on how welfare recipients spent their money? And we'll keep going.
Summer says, I think if they want lobster, they should have to fork over their hard-earned money just like the rest of us have to do. I think only certain foods and mostly healthy food should be available for food stamps. So then at least we know their children are eating healthy. I think they should all be drug tested and evaluated at least quarterly to as why they don't have a job yet.
Read that one again.
She says, I think if they want lobster, they should have to fork over their hard-earned money just like the rest of us have to do. I think only certain foods, and mostly healthy foods, should be available for food stamps. So then at least we know their children are eating healthy. I think they should all be drug tested and evaluated at least quarterly to as why they don't have a job yet.
Okay, let's keep going.
Janet just says, what the poor spend helps the economy.
What the rich spend helps the economy as well. Yeah, it does seem to me it's a little draconian here. That the average amount of length of time that people are on welfare is surprisingly short. I know everybody thinks that once people are on welfare, again, my statistics are a little out of date, but the amount of time that people spent on welfare, and it's almost exclusively people with kids, occasionally there are exceptions to it, and public housing and things of this sort, is a surprisingly short amount of time. Okay, keep going. I think maybe what we need, maybe things like SNAP, which is the new name of the food stamp program, need to publicize more. One of the things I was going to do, I do a lot of work with both City Harvest and New York Food Bank. And one of the things that we were supposed to do, and I'm not sure why we ended up not doing it, was I said that I would eat, that I would exist on welfare food, a food budget, food stamps, for a month to see if it's, and it's a surprisingly small amount of food. And as you know, a Happy Meal is very cheap. Broccoli is very expensive. So eating in a healthy manner on food stamps is not the world's easiest thing to do. And one of the things that both City Harvest and Food Bank do is they have cooking classes and nutrition classes. But I mean, the notion that somehow you're going to live the life of Riley, I don't even know what that term means anymore, if you're on welfare, it's just not accurate. I should do that. I should get back in touch with them and maybe have some of you other guys do it too and report on it on a daily basis and just go to grocery stores. And we know that grocery stores, for example, in poor neighborhoods tend to be pricier and less good food. I mean, there's a whole lot of sort of, well, for lack of a better term, sort of draconian sort of notion of, well, you know, if I'm paying for it, I get to decide. And I've been in that situation of, at one point, giving some money to some people for a specific reason. They didn't have health insurance. And I just really felt they needed to have health insurance. And so I sent them a fairly good-sized check. And I didn't, you know, cause I said, I know you guys are having a hard time, and I really think you need health insurance, so here's the enclosed. And they went on a cruise. And part of me was just more than a little outraged of thinking exactly as some of you have said, I work really hard for that money, and I was trying to help you to have a little bit more financial stability, not to mention not have the anxiety of worrying about what happens with a major illness or even a minor illness. But then it occurs to me that if I was willing to give them money, I should give them the money. And what they decided to do with it was not my business at that moment. Now, I'm an individual as opposed to the government. But how much does it cost, for example, to monitor people doing that? And doesn't it make more sense to teach them better ways of doing things rather than, you know, Manny and I were talking, it's one of the ESPN documentaries, the 30 for 30, that something like 70%, 68% or something of all professional athletes, I think it's in the NFL, are broke within 3 to 4 years after they quit playing.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who are obviously not on welfare. They're paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But nobody teaches them how to spend the money. They're young, quite often. They were poor to begin with. And so they do exactly what you'd expect a 20-year-old who all of a sudden went from minimum wage if he had a job, or even a high school dropout, and occasionally a felon, to being a multimillionaire, which is why women in song. And so, and with relatively short playing careers, I mean, a long career in the NFL is what, 10 years, 10, 12 years. And all of a sudden, they have multiple houses and multiple cars and owe the IRS, and they're broke within a short period of time. And nobody looks at these guys and says, we shouldn't have given them the money. Everybody looks and says, oh, well. In fact, nobody really looks at them because it's one of those kind of hidden secrets that nobody really knows about. But the league, instead of saying, all right, we're not going to give you all this money, in theory should be saying, let's educate you about this money. And maybe even, I mean, I think we would be offended. And I don't think I think the NFL is the last body on the face of the earth that would ever say, we're going to take whatever your signing bonus is or whatever your contract is over the next couple of years, and we're going to put 20% of it in the bank. I mean, there would be a hue and outcry. That's my money. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And agents certainly don't do it. And money managers.
Agents would probably be the biggest ones. Agents and the players' union would probably be the biggest, like, opponents of that whole thing. Just because, you know, they're. You know, I mean, the agents want that money for themselves,
they want,
anyway. And,
yeah.
You know, so.
Well, but that's short-sighted on their part, too, because
right,
they only get paid. Although, and my guess is that some of these dudes who have multi-year contracts and then get bounced because of injury or whatever, get traded or have a bad year.
Especially
but the agents
NFL,
can still.
Especially in the NFL where you don't, you know, most of these contracts, outside of the signing bonus, those contracts are not guaranteed. In other sports like baseball,
exactly.
Basketball, the contracts, unless there's some sort of clause in it, the contracts are fully guaranteed. But in the
well,
NFL,
that's it.
It's different.
But,
I mean, that it's not guaranteed. The only thing that's guaranteed is the signing bonus.
Well, and even then, some agents will say, you know, whether that this I negotiated this contract, so I get my 10 or 15% regardless of what happens to you about it. So
right, yeah. Dave says, if Snap was more like WIC, where certain foods were allowed, that would be good. SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. While it should not be tailored as WIC, allowing SNAP use at a CVS or gas station to buy candy is not nutritional. Seafood can be. However, when one is on, I think it's, is it TANF or TANF?
Okay.
He says restricting things like swimming is bad. Swimming is exercise, and that's a good thing. Since a family of four is getting less than $500, the likelihood that they would be going on a cruise or an amusement park with that little is unlikely. Also, how will the state differentiate between money received from the government and the money they receive from employment at low-wage jobs? People can say get a job all they want, but until more employers start paying well and offering full-time jobs, people will need TANF and other social welfare programs.
Temporary assistance to needy families, I think is what that is.
Okay.
I think I just figured it out.
Okay.
But well thought out. I mean, and the point, $500 for a family of four is not very much money. It's $125 a week.
Yeah. Let's see. Marie says they should work and earn money to enjoy seeing. They should work and earn money to enjoy seeing movies and go swimming, etc. There should be restrictions. I worked many years for what I have now, for what I have right now, and save for the simple pleasures of life. We should not make it so easy for these people. Quote, having a great life. End quote. You must work for it and deserve it. Plus buy only healthy food.
Well, it's interesting that the concept of healthy foods. At one point, I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston, and Julia Child was alive at that moment, and was a big deal in Boston, as you can imagine. And I went to her, and I said, "Could you do a cooking program, a one-off deal using food stamps?" Because and in those days, food stamps. You know, I was a kid working, you know, it wasn't a minimum wage job, but I wasn't making very much money. But food stamps included butter and real peanut butter and things. And I was buying, you know, the store brand and margarine because it was cheaper. She wouldn't do it. But I thought that was a way of taking some of the stigma off the fact that people were needing some help. Stay tuned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sean, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Enjoying the conversation so far. It's been great to listen to.
Well, great. I was just saying to Mammy, there aren't probably a whole lot of places where you get the diversity of opinion. I think that a lot of programs sort of tend to cater to one side or the other. And the nice thing about y'all is that the program seems to sort of cut across some political lines, which is good for me as far as I'm concerned. I think it's good for all of us. We get to hear each other's opinion as opposed to just sort of being reinforced in whatever our own stance is. So
absolutely, absolutely. And ironically, I'm kind of like, I see both sides of this particular issue. And one of the things that popped up for me when you were talking was about the NFL. And I had an opportunity to sit next to an NFL player on an airplane one time and struck up a conversation. And one of the things that I had learned that really struck me is the NFL does actually offer courses to players regarding finance.
Yeah.
What was so interesting about it, he says, is the players that need it the most never show up.
Exactly. I was going to say, yeah, they've believe it or not, a bunch of years ago, the NFL actually got in touch with me to teach a course in etiquette and how to deal with women and, you know, which fork to use at a restaurant. And for some reason, I think they changed commissioners or something, and they decided they weren't going to do it. But you're right. That
must have been when Goodell first... Was that when Goodell first became commissioner, or...?
I think it was... Yeah, I think he was... Who was it? Bud Selig, was it, before then?
Well, Bud Selig was the commissioner for baseball.
Baseball, you're right. You're right. Who was the commissioner before Goodell?
Paul Tagliabue.
He was the one from Yale? That's baseball as well.
Yeah, that I'm not entirely sure.
No, that was Giamatti or something, and that was baseball. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't, you know, it was in the very preliminary stages, and I thought it was a great idea, because these are, by and large, kids who just didn't have the socialization experience. But it's, you know, and even in the documentary, which is called Broke, which I encourage you to go see. I mean, it's really alarming. But they actually had a seminar where people were falling asleep. It's just not part of how they think, you know, how people are taught to think about it. If you've never had anything, the idea of saving just isn't, I mean, you can only save. At one point in my life, I was putting a husband through graduate school. I was in school, and I was making minimum wage. And the idea, you can't save when you have those kinds of requirements. All you can do is try and make it literally from paycheck to paycheck. But I was brought up as, you know, as a middle class human being. And so the idea that sooner or later, when you do get some money, you're going to have to put it aside because you can't count on always having it and yada yada. But it's a whole different set of rules that you grew up with, and exactly as you say, that even when it's offered, you still have to attend, you still have to pay attention, you still have to discipline yourself in a way. And these are guys who are very disciplined quite often in their exercise and what they eat and you know, how many pounds they lift and whether they listen to the coach. But money is because they've been doing that for a very long time, but money is a relatively new phenomenon.
Right, exactly.
Well, I appreciate
it. Very interesting experience, man.
Well, thanks, John. I'm glad you called. And, you know, I think, it's if you sort of take it out of the realms of people who aren't working, and the question is, why are they not working? And a couple of years ago, I did the bell ringing with the Salvation Army. And the woman who struck me the most was a woman who had a master's degree. And she'd just gone through a divorce. She'd gone through a major medical thing, and her company had laid her off. And she essentially had no savings. And you could say, well, gee, you know, why didn't she have savings? And I think part of it was that she just had huge medical expenses. But she was humiliated to be on welfare, yet it was a matter of she didn't have a place to live. She was literally living out of her car at one point. And this was, yeah, this was a woman, and it wasn't, and she was also, I think at the time, about 56 or 57. She felt that finding another job, that people were very prejudiced about her age, that she didn't have a home address, that, I mean, she tried staying with friends, and she was humiliated. I mean, and I think for an awful lot of, especially women, but for people who are, that one major medical expense can wipe you out. One losing.
In my mind, I would help people like that all day long. I would want to help somebody who's in that situation. Absolutely.
Well, that's it. I think before we just sort of say, well, you know, if you're on welfare, you're really lazy. How come you don't have a job? Is to find out why they're on welfare. And a number of people on welfare do have jobs. And it's just
absolutely.
When you go into McDonald's and you see a guy who's 35 working there, presumably this isn't exactly what his career aspirations were, but it's a job that he found to support himself or his family. I think it's there, but for the grace of God that we probably can afford. And which is again, I'm not completely naive. I know a little around the edges, but there are cheats. But most people are not cheats, and I think most people are not on welfare for very long. I remember the statistics where it's like 6 or 7 months, which is a long time to feel like you need someone else to give you stuff to survive. But it's not the years or the career welfare recipients that most people have in their mind. It's a very inaccurate picture.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Sean, for your call. I appreciate it. 855-99-3756. And as I said, I mean, for me, letting, you guys kind of sharing your opinions and listening to one another and hearing each other and being willing to share opinions with one another as opposed to, well, that person's really stupid, or boy, they, good for all of you. So, all right, 855-99-3756-9. Okay, man, let's do another couple of these.
Yep, we'll continue on with Pam. Pam just says, vouchers for everything, no cash.
But it doesn't solve the problem. It depends who will take the voucher. I mean, if you can't use the voucher for alcohol, then you're not going to get alcohol. But in theory, as I mentioned, people have been getting around that for a very long time. You just sell the voucher. So it's not that I disagree with you. I mean, look, vouchers have become kind of the byword, not only the welfare system, but the educational system.
Andrew.
When people want to cheat, they will, right? But I think most people don't want to cheat. Most people don't. It's not enough money to cheat. The big welfare cheats are not the recipients. It's the vendors. I mean, when you read about, a doctor who's just ripped off the welfare department for $10 million, he's gone to medical school. He's the cheat.
Andrew, go ahead. Andrew says, I think they should have to get up in the morning like the rest of us and clean up the neighborhoods. At least they would be earning it.
Well, and some they do. That's been a huge success in Times Square of the Times Square Project, which gives guys a push broom and overalls and a shelter. So they have an address, they have a job, and it's cleaned up Times Square and given guys a way out. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.